With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. PG&E is under fire, again. The California Public Utility Commission has called an emergency hearing Friday to question company leaders about the recent power outage that left over 700,000 homes and businesses in California without electricity for days. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Taverna Pellegrini sat empty last week as the rolling blackouts left the East Bay enclave of Orinda without power for days. Instead of serving up wine and veal cutlets to the usual dinner rush, owner Dario Hajian was busy throwing away food at risk of going bad.
All the red meats, the burgers, the lamb chops, pork chops, that stuff there is very delicate. From here, we had to throw everything away.
Most of the shelves in the walk-in fridge had to be cleared when the temperature crept above 50 degrees.
All of this stuff here had gone bad. There was, you know, the only other way to find out is if somebody gets sick, and I wasn't going to take that chance.
Hajian says he ditched up to $1,500 worth of prepared food and ingredients, a substantial loss for a small restaurant, on top of having to close for a couple days. He says PG&E gave adequate notice that, because of dangerous weather conditions and the risk of wildfires, the electricity might be turned off. But once everything went dark, the utility provided little help.
I tried to get on their website to see their maps and stuff. None of that worked. It was just non-existent, you know. I called PG&E multiple times and no answer. You know, those things would have helped a little bit.
The lack of information and assistance from PG&E frustrated hundreds of thousands of customers. Now the state is demanding answers and action, as the public safety outages could become the new normal.
We're seeing a scale and scope of something that no state in the 21st century should experience. What's happened is unacceptable, and it's happened because of neglect.
That was Governor Gavin Newsom speaking at the State Office of Emergency Services during the shutoff. He has called for an investigation into PG&E's, quote, astounding lack of preparation. And the State Utility Commission is demanding PG&E make substantial changes to the system ahead of future outages, including better coordination with local governments, hiring additional staff to handle customer calls, and upgrading equipment in areas most vulnerable to fires. PG&E spokesperson Jeff Smith says the company stands by the decision to shut off power due to the risk of wildfires, but acknowledges it's not a perfect solution.
We do understand it's really frustrating for customers. We understand that in some instances, much more than just an inconvenience, that it's a real hardship.
PG&E is currently gathering feedback, but Smith says because the utility can't control the weather, it has no plans to reimburse customers for damages caused by the outage.
Well, customers certainly are always welcome to file claims. Typically, in these instances, claims will not be paid.
The utility declared bankruptcy earlier this year after facing tens of billions of dollars in potential liabilities in the wake of last year's devastating fires. It plans to invest up to $3 billion in a wildfire mitigation program, which would require equipment upgrades and vegetation reduction along thousands of miles of power lines. But Stephen Weissman says if these kinds of planned outages are indeed going to become more commonplace, the utility should do more.
PG&E can be cheerleader for having on-site generation and storage rather than resisting it.
Weissman is a lecturer at UC Berkeley and a former administrative law judge at the Utility Commission. He argues PG&E should begin promoting and even funding power solutions like microgrids that could help protect customers in the event of an outage. Hajian, the owner of Taverna Pellegrini in Orinda, would love to become more self-sufficient the next time around.
I'm in talks with an electric contractor to get a backup generator, but it's costly.
He says he hasn't budgeted for the upgrade, but the restaurant can't afford to close every time PG&E decides to cut off the power. In Orinda, I'm Scott Rodd.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.